The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast? Need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation and market volatility. And experts are predicting metals are set to soar. Learn more. Call 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. I'm Jordan Seculo.
I'm Logan Seculo.
It's a little slow to pick up.
Well, I thought you were going to give a little more than that, but all right. I'm Logan
Seculo. What
else
am I going to say about my name?
About your name?
Yeah.
We can just go break it down. There's a river. There's air.
There's Michael.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There's other Jordans.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really know any other Jordans. Jordan Knight.
I really only know Michael
Jordan.
B. Jordan. Because
who was from American Idol? Jordan Fisher. That's a person.
Sparks.
Jordan Sparks, Lady Jordan. But there's also Jordan Fisher.
There's Lady Jordans.
Yeah. It sounds like the Lady Vols. Like that's what they call the women's sports at the Tennessee Volunteers. Yeah. They almost didn't. They almost got rid of Lady Vols. That was the whole
Just
thing.
Because it said Lady?
Yeah. One of my friends was a Lady Vol, and she was on the pushback.
Just keep it.
To keep it, yeah.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Yeah, that's what she said. That was a big deal to be a Lady Vol, even on campus. So, moving on. Speaking of other football, we did want to give a quick update on the Herschel Walker situation.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people listened. A lot of comments came in. We see a lot of thoughts.
Which is what we asked for.
Yeah.
And we actually read through them.
Oh, yeah. Read through almost all the comments.
What was clear from you all, which I thought was where it would be, which it was very late. So, if you're going to be a voter, this is not influencing. You're voting Republican. I think that the media, what we haven't seen yet is the ad. Okay, so of course the liberal media would love to keep this story going if they can, but they're having a tough time with it. They're having a tough time keeping people's interest. And I think that's one, it's an anonymous person. Two, it's a kid who, I mean, he's 21. He's an adult technically, but, we try to get as much info as we could on this. I will tell you, it is a complicated family matter. It's been complicated, it sounds like, for a long time. Like we already figured out that you could kind of piece together if you wanted to, because he wasn't on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
And so if you really put it, and we said that already earlier in the week.
For us, who's not necessarily, as we're not in Georgia, we just put the pieces together afterwards, and you could see that. So.
And so I think, again, it works. It's that part of that narrative against Herschel. They are not targeting. It's not to try and convince most of our audience not to vote Republican. We know you were going to likely vote Republican unless you got so concerned. I didn't think anybody was going to vote, by the way, go vote for Warnock in Georgia or send money to him.
No,
it was whether or not you almost leave it blank
at
this point. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think that we live
in a
Trump
pretty... changed that. I think a lot of people thought that they were going to do that for Trump the first time around, maybe even the second time around.
Yeah.
There were conservatives who were not supportive for understandable reasons, for not necessarily similar reasons as this, but for reasons that felt a little bit more moral than
and this is less
policy.
High profile than being president. Senate, it's a very.
So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
But I do think they're having a tough time, and I think that helps. If you're just looking at the politics of it, not the morals of everything, I'm just talking winning, losing here. I think Herschel's okay. And there was actually new polling came out. I mean, it's a very tight race. When they do these new predictors where they run the models, 1,000 times or 100 times, and I mean, it's maybe almost 50-50 when it comes to Herschel versus Warnock. Now, Kemp, right now, when they run that model, is up. The governor is up 20 points.
Yeah, and look, that's
really high.
We saw
that in Florida now.
In Florida now, it came out this morning.
Which they were telling us, this could be close.
And it looks like, as of right now, Ron DeSantis has a double-digit lead on Charlie Crist. So I think that's likely that's going to be a shoe-in. Well,
yesterday we saw that imagery with DeSantis and Biden and Jill Biden and DeSantis, the First Lady of Florida. Yeah. And he looks like a great leader.
Yeah, it looks like someone who was putting politics aside for a second to deal with his state. Yes. And, like you said, looks strong, was good in that. But, yeah, so that's an update from there. Also, update, if those who wanted my thoughts more on the Cuomo show, it's been on now for a couple days, but how's the ratings that? Did come out. I think we should talk about that. I told you I thought it was...
Is the average age of the guests coming down?
There was. Stephen A. Smith was on a couple nights ago. Talk about the Tua situation. Interesting guests. I enjoyed it.
But totally outside of politics. I mean, it's kind of like what we're doing a little bit
like we're doing here. Culture and how culture
Stephen
influences.
Stephen A. want to call in? We'll take his call.
It was the ratings, though. What's interesting, and again, this is very nerd stuff. The ratings for the network, for News Nation, was actually, it was like a 200% increase. It went from like 30,000 people watching to 100. Yeah, and still Cuomo came in dead last, so if we're just being honest, in that 7
Even
o'clock.
Behind Don?
Well, he's technically going head-to-head with Anderson.
Okay.
And so what happened?
Oh, he's earlier.
So what, if you want to break it down, and Tucker. So you have.
Well, no one's hitting that.
Tucker is the juggernaut. He had on the opening night of Cuomo on Monday night, he had 2.8 million viewers. That is roughly 20 times larger than the Cuomo broadcast. So that tells you something.
Something more influential.
Yeah, just a little bit. As much as I thought the show was good, it's going to take time. Followed by MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, which finished with 1.4 million. So about 1.5 million less people watch that than watch Tucker. So yeah, I think that's a pretty significant.
That's still more than CNN.
CNN, third, with 800,000 viewers for Anderson Cooper.
A lot less.
Then Newsmax, Eric Bolling. At 151, followed by Cuomo at 147.
Over Newsmax.
Also shows people. Now, within the demo, this brings up the age situation. Now, the key demo, for those people who don't know in ratings, is 18 to 49. Now, typically news...
It's expendable income before you're on fixed income, before you think about retirement, you have kids, you're buying
a lot
of stuff.
It's the top advertising market. Now, in the defense of all these guys, news talk never
older.
Does well in the demo. Very rarely. Tucker may be actually the lone exception. Tucker in the key demo does about 445,000. But that shows you of his almost 3 million.
2.8 million people and only 400,000
in the key demo.
Which is why when you, again, like these targeted.
I think when you have stuff like us, you have Joe Rogan, you have all these other options for people who are maybe a little younger.
And not as controlled or constricted by being on traditional media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time clocks and what you can and can't say and all that stuff.
Followed by Anderson Cooper, 184,000 in the demo. Of his 800,000, 184,000. Again, a very small number. Chris Hayes, 130,000 in the
Still
demo.
Still small. So even the MSNBC audience is old.
Eric Bolling, 16,000 in the demo.
We're still going down.
Chris Cuomo, 8,000 in the demo. Which brings up that point. You said the guests felt very old.
Yep.
Bill Maher being the youngest. And Bill Maher is probably in his 60s. So
at least.
Yeah. And I don't think at least. He's probably 60, I would bet. He's somewhere in that
he's
range.
He's just 60? He's looked old for a long time.
I think he's probably.
Everybody stops
he's 66.
Aging.
He's 66. Yeah, mid-60s. So mid-60s. Then you had Dan Rather. You had John Bolton.
Like
you
120.
Had, I forget the other person who was on. You had other people. A lot
the
of
Muppet
old,
Man.
Combined together, hundreds of years old guests. And maybe that showed in the ratings.
I was calling Bolton the Muppet Man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's got the stash.
He does look like it.
Yeah. But 8,000 in the demo. That's not great. So where I read it, though, differently is that the numbers actually, people are saying, it's a flop. It's the last place in that. I actually look at it and go, it's still the biggest. I think that the show before had more in the demo, but it's still one of the biggest things on this network that they've done yet.
So
and they're brand
them,
new. For them, that's not necessarily a loss.
Newsmax doesn't matter, but for Newsmax, being in that even discussion is.
Yeah, the fact Newsmax is beating someone is an interesting story. So, okay, we'll move on from that. But I just wanted a little update for those who had tuned in and wanted our thoughts earlier.
Yes, I wanted to do the baseball because I didn't get a chance yet.
Yeah. Before we talk baseball.
Yeah.
Should we talk about, I don't know. Maybe your head is the shape of a baseball and it lays down on a pillow. I don't know if I got that. I don't think I got this one.
It's a bad segue.
It's a bad one. It's a bad segue. Maybe your head feels as heavy as a baseball bat that you put next to your bed to ward off enemies.
True. I keep a bat in almost every room.
In every room, there's a... If you look closely, there's a hidden bat. I mean, there's a golf club right behind you. So I guess it's kind of on the edge.
I have that too, but I don't strategically place that.
I have a baseball bat.
I've got a few.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're in every room sounds extreme.
Aluminum or wood, like a Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a Louisville Slugger next to my bed.
Yeah.
Which feels like an old-timey cartoon. Like
it'll do its job.
Grab the Louisville Slugger. Let's go.
It'll do the job.
Oh, yeah. I've walked around.
Be kind of intense, actually. If you're at that point.
Yeah, you're like the bear Jew.
I mean, one swing, if it connects right, should handle things for you.
Yeah. You got to practice. Where do you practice? Go down.
Batting cage.
I go down to the batting cage. What's this for? Head bashing. Speaking of head bashing, when you put your head on a nice pillow, there ain't no bashing. And that's from our friends at My Pillow.
I'm on day three.
I told my wife, we got to do it. We got to change.
They're holding up great. I mean, so like that's another thing people ask. Okay, how's it like after your first night?
I mean, I'm hoping 3 days in, quality has stayed.
No, but what I mean is like you're feeling good. Like I mean, it's almost a wash cycle time. You're halfway there. You know, then you go through that again and you go through the process. Sure. I'm going to try Percale next week. Give that update. Now I think seasonally depending on where you live in the country. Why are you laughing so hard?
No, I love it.
Just my intensity on this.
So and you don't care about anything else we're talking about. But you're like, let me just, again, preach the good news.
It's like me talking about politics.
Yeah.
And pillows.
Politics and pillows. That's our new podcast.
Well, it was...
I get to be pillows.
Oh. Like, yeah, I'm so enthusiastic.
I'm just saying, like, if you're politics, like, if that's our names...
Glide in.
Yeah, glide in. All right, so let's talk about, though, MyPillow. They're having their biggest sheet sale. We've talked about it. A lot, so you know about it. This year, big sheet sale. You have all helped MyPillow grow to be a great company, and they support us, so we support them. If you want those Percale or Giza Dream sheets, they're breathable, like you said. They feel great.
They do.
And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code. Use the promo code BROS or call in 1-800-972-7413. Use the promo code BROS.
There's no... way to beat this deal. Anyway, I mean, you just can't. I know this just from buying sheet sets man. And well,
yeah. Well, you kind of went through all of the other podcast sheets. You told me about them. You're like, I use this brand and this brand is. And I feel like they're the ones you always hear on podcasts. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is a superior sheet.
It's superior and much better deal.
Yeah, Will said I moved on from hesitating with Percale, so maybe we can finally
put that. Take that off the list of
things I can't do. I can say that word.
Percale. It's fine. You said it good.
Yeah.
I don't have to correct you on that.
There's a pronunciation guy on YouTube. We've talked about him before, but I don't know where he's from, but he talks like this. And he goes, the word is Percale. Percale. And he actually has if you were looking to pronounce the name of a conservative talk show host, Jordan Seculo, you go, Jordan Seculo. Jordan Seculo. Yeah, he does all, he goes through, I mean, I think that's how he makes his living.
How does he do that all day?
It's just what he does. It sounds like a robot, but then I saw an interview with him, and he's a real dude. But he has an accent, and he's very... The city in Georgia that is spelled C-A-I-R-O is Cairo. Cairo. It's very entertaining.
All right.
If you look at Pronunciation Guy on YouTube...
Says hashtag? That's
I don't know, but I feel like you'll find it. So you want to talk baseball?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Because they get to yesterday.
Baseball, so we're headed
into... It was into every SEC football game, so might as well
talk it was a big
it.
Deal. And we're at the end of the baseball season. They're starting to hit into the playoffs.
Yeah, and so I mean, you'd be watching a football game, and then Aaron Judge goes up to bat.
Boom.
And you get the split screen. Or sometimes they would go if it was a bad game, you get to move right to it. And he hit the, makes the AL record, 62 home runs,
for a single season, right?
Single season AL. So it was Roger Maris who had the record. It's been a long-standing record because all the guys from the other era, the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, were all NL, and Barry Bonds, who has, of course, the home run record.
Yeah.
It does bring up the discussion again of the asterisks.
Yeah. It brings up the
Because Barry the Bonds, technically, in Major League Baseball, has the... has the record. They do recognize the record in Major League Baseball with 73 home runs. There's no way Aaron Judge in regular season is going to do that. So, and it's you see how difficult it would ever be to do that if you're not on
Steroids.
Steroids, which everybody knows they all were now. Yeah. And there is a slight debate, but here's what was interesting. And maybe this just didn't come up as much because it's been a long time, and then we refocused on home runs again, is that they said it was so prevalent in the McGuire to Bonds era that, like, every pitcher they were going up against was also.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like, it was fair in the sense
that even in itself out.
It may not have been so fair for the records.
Yeah.
But I think for who you were playing against, almost everybody was on some kind of performance enhancing illegal substance at the time, you know, bands performance enhancing substance. So it's still very cool because the AL record was, you know, a long time.
Yeah. I mean, they made movies with Roger Maris and that whole story. I like this. I think this is a good story. I think it's good for baseball, which I feel like is very, you know,
always teetering.
Yeah, just
it's always teetering because
America's pastime that I know very few people who really actively pay attention to it until it gets towards the end of the season.
Well, this is when everybody starts paying attention.
Because it's like it's such a long season.
Yeah, and the playoffs
are great.
So
many games.
The playoffs are fun.
Yeah. No, I'm excited now.
Different
intensity, we were all talking
about knockout. It's everybody plays differently. They've used pitchers differently. But this had to be done in the regular season. He went on he was on like a 7-game no home run.
Yeah.
They weren't like always walking him like intentionally, but you know, they're playing the Rangers.
You don't want to be that
second
pitcher.
Second inning. And you know, and everybody's screen went to it. And I thought it was a really cool moment. He's a young guy, he's about to go free agent.
Yeah.
He didn't sign. He had a huge offer from the Yankees. He could have signed, but he would have given up free agency. Now, you know, I think he's just turned 30.
Yeah. I mean, those guys all go around. I mean, hopefully Yankees.
And then Pujols.
Yeah, hit seven,
joined the other 700 club.
So not the one you're thinking of.
Not the one.
I did see a lot of memes with it was like the 700 club and it had Pat Robertson like in the corner.
Yeah,
and I follow a lot of those Christian meme accounts. So
there was a lot of those Christian meme.
So I explain to me because I don't follow baseball all that closely. I follow it again in the postseason. I was talking about my son yesterday. We watched the home run and we're kind of
watching
it
fall off.
Yeah, we're casually.
He's fine.
Yeah, we're casually. Fans, like I think my son would probably say he's a Braves fan, but I don't think he really has any affiliation. Where we live, there's not a team.
Yeah, we don't have a team in Nashville. So we grew up Braves fans.
Yeah,
but I think part of my deal was like I'm gonna make kids Georgia Bulldogs fan.
Yeah,
because my wife and I both went to GW. Because neither one of us, we didn't have a college football team. She's from Southern California, but she wasn't tied to like either UCLA or USC. I think she probably would say USC. Because they were better. There was a time when she grew up there.
Yeah, they were cool.
Trojans were doing well. So we're Dodgers fans at home, which puts you in direct conflict with the Braves.
Yeah.
And I do feel that, like, last year, you feel like the...
It's like Dodgers, Yankees, Braves. Well, how does that all... I forget what the lineup is.
Well, Dodgers, the Braves end up head-to-head.
Yeah, and then it'll be
the
Yankees and somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Likely. Yeah, I'll probably go for the Yankees this year because I like the Yankees. I love the history of the Yankees, and I spent a lot of time in the old Yankee Stadium. I have a connection there. I have a chair in my office from the old Yankee Stadium, so I do have some connections to them. So I'm excited.
There's a national connection to the Dodgers,
and we think of
Mookie Betts.
Okay.
Was a local. He grew up playing in the Nashville Public Schools baseball.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, so he's a star. So it kind of for my kids who are not going to grow up in Atlanta, likely, and it's not like they're yet hardcore, like where they're anti.
Hopefully not. I mean, at this point.
No, but I mean, like, they could end up working there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's a big city.
That's fine, but I like the Dodgers. I like the history. Again, I like the history.
I do, too.
Sports history, I love. I love sports history more than I love a
specific team. You go to Dodger Stadium, it is like why you love baseball.
Yeah, it's like a religious experience.
Not quite like Chick-fil-A.
No.
Because, again, people are not going to bless you. But, like, last time I was there, this was in the Trump era.
Uh-huh.
And in front of me was Rob Reiner. This was your bipartisan moment.
Okay.
Rob Reiner was there. He recognized me. Because I was on Fox a lot then.
Yeah.
You know? And
you know he's hate-watching.
Yeah, he was not positive. But he started then talking loudly about Trump. But then they hit a home run. Like, I think it had been, like, it wasn't a grand slam, but, like, 3-run home run.
Yeah.
And we all went nuts. And we all high-fived. And everybody was happy.
And you were like, man, Spinal Tap
Frank
was
Luntz
great.
Was there. I mean, it was like we were all walking
Frank
in.
Frank Luntz, the pollster, man?
Yeah, Frank Luntz. Yeah.
Is that where he's based?
You go to Dodger Stadium. If you go to like the seats that you see on TV, which we don't go that regularly to baseball because we don't have here, so we spend the money for the one time every few years we go.
Yeah.
And you get to sit like, and you go through like the VIP entrance thing. And it's pretty cool in L.A.
That is cool.
Because you see, it's like Pat Sajak was Jeff.
Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland.
Yeah, I'm a...
I got my, that was the one I got a photo with.
Yeah.
They were like, all these super fans. I was like, I got a picture of Jeff. Yeah, from yeah, Kirk. Yeah. I don't think the Goldbergs, they had just, it had started.
Yeah.
But I was more of a Jeff.
L.A. is like that, though, too. I'm a member of a private club
he
out
liked,
there.
He liked taking the photo, actually. And we looked similar.
Yeah.
We were wearing the same Lacoste blue polo shirt. Yeah. And we're about the same size.
Well, buddy, because I just found out I'm a member of a private club in Los weird. Angeles.
I didn't
can't say the kind of celebrities we hang out with there, but, you know, they're pretty legit.
Yeah.
I don't know if the, I don't know what my rules or regulations. I can't take pictures inside.
We're
know
cooler that, than so. People think.
I just like that. That's how you know you're cool, is because you tell people, we're cooler than you think we are. We hang with an interesting crowd. Speaking of which, you brought up Chick-fil-A this morning. I called our producer, Will, and I said, Will, you want anything from Chick-fil-A? And he said, no. And I'm like, dang it. Because if he says yes, then it gives me an excuse. I'm like, I'll
well, you
stop
needed in. A reason to go.
So I still did, because I
in had, the middle, hunk, had hankered.
In the middle of it, he told me something was going on. And I got so...
the scapegoat.
I got so distracted.
Like that.
I gave him my credit card. I ordered, gave him my credit. You know, you give him the credit card. No. You give him the credit card, and then, like, at the window, not even the window, there's like a guy.
Yeah, there's a guy.
There's like a
human. In Nashville, we have, I don't know if everywhere has this, we have.
In the fast food line, there's.
You're already paid before you've even gotten to the window.
Yeah, so you don't stop at the thing.
He's blessing you.
You don't talk through the talk
box. No, he's got like an app.
It's like a guy there, yeah. So he takes your card, it's fine. I get there, they hand me the drink. Will's on the phone yelling about some work stuff. I grab my drink.
You're right.
And I just leave. And I realize I didn't get my food. I paid for my food.
Did you go back?
I went back around. I did the sort of the drive-through of shame. And I went through, and they were all dying laughing, which you've never felt really worse about yourself than when
it's like a youth group
when all of the fast food employees are making fun of you, and it happened over and over, and they were like, Logan, like they were laughing.
How do they know? They know Logan.
Well, you have to give me your name.
Oh, right.
So
they like, of course, at Chick-fil-A.
It was just like a one
name.
It was one loop.
They probably would have chased you down at Chick-fil-A with the food.
I know. I felt, and as soon as I pulled away, I like went to grab my food. And I'm like, dang it, Will. I was on the phone with them. I was like, this is what happens when you distract me with work business. I go through this. But thankfully, there was no one in line. Because usually at Chick-fil-A, the line is wild. But it goes fast.
It is fast. But
they won. Actually, they yesterday, it came out that they are the fastest. Wendy's is the least. Chick-fil-A is the most.
That's interesting. Wendy's is the least.
I think Wendy's, there's one guy working.
Yeah,
he's taking your order.
I don't
think Wendy's makes your food.
Never reopen the inside.
I don't think ours did either. So that's what I'm saying. I think they have very limited employees.
And it's not in great shape, I'll say.
Yeah, this was a CNBC article just yesterday.
Our friends at McDonald's.
Wendy's drive-thru lane struggles while Chick-fil-A is the fastest service. The next story, which just broke 18 hours ago, Wendy's employee said nurse spit on her. So that's the story. If you just or CDC. Oh my, Wendy's. Look, I'm a fan. The next story, New York Post, again, only released like 13 hours ago. CDC fails to identify source of Wendy's E. coli breakout.
They did have that. Oh. I think was it the lettuce? No, they don't know.
And then Wendy's is having some problems.
Yeah, that hurts.
And Wendy's in Canada now that she's no longer redheaded. She's gray-headed. She's an old lady, Wendy.
You mean the original Wendy?
No, the mascot cartoon. In the UK, because they just brought Wendy's back, it's an emo kid.
What?
It has like the flat iron hair and
a
lip ring.
Are they selling licensing?
I think they're just trying to get any sort of attention that they can.
How about just make you frosty, keep that machine going. It's the one thing they have on McDonald's is the frosty machine works. I mean, how many times do you go to McDonald's and they didn't know ice cream?
I mean, a ton.
It's not even like a joke. It's real.
It's because
it's a real problem.
I talked to my friends at McDonald's and I asked them. I said, "Hey,
why has this become such a thing that you
haven't fixed it?" And they said the problem is it's a pain to clean.
Great.
So once they've cleaned it for the night,
they say, "Oh, I see." So you put in that order at 8:30, and they're like,
"We've already done this."
I see.
So most of the time, it's not that it's broken; it's that they've already cleaned
Where's
it out.
Sonic on that list? Do they get.
I'll have to pull up.
Are we grossing people out?
I don't think so. I was at Sonic yesterday as well. So you know what?
You were at Sonic yesterday and Chick-fil-A today.
And McDonald's the day before.
Yeah, and there was a Zaxby's in there somewhere. It's hard times.
Zaxby's I don't think should be counted.
Yeah, you serve on regular plates.
Yeah, they have a, you can have a pickup window and I don't think you count. They have regular plates?
You mean just eat inside? No, inside. No, they serve it to you on plate. They used to.
I didn't know that.
I think pre-COVID. I haven't been inside.
I don't remember that ever from Zaxby's. I mean, I like Zaxby's.
Did you order a salad?
Salad.
I order a salad. I have a nice salad. And then those teriyaki. Teriyaki's so good.
So you've been there? You've been, you didn't go to Wendy's yet?
I'm trying to look up if Sonic made it on that list. They don't have a drive-thru. Well, they do, I guess, but I've never used it.
But they bring it out to you pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, they get paid more if you're on roller skates.
I haven't seen someone on roller skates in a long time.
I think they may have phased that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just in general, or you mean no. at Sonic?
Well, yes, in general, I don't see... I've talked yeah. before. There are the weirdos that you... again, there's the Venice Beach. There's all the people in L.A. that I guess are going down boardwalks. I don't live there. I live in Nashville, and I lived in Washington, D.C., and Miami before that. Probably more in Washington and Miami you get a lot of the dance skaters.
Yeah, no, they did not put...
Right out of Reno, no, just dancing yeah. on skates.
They did not put Sonic on this list. It was Arby's, Burger King, Carl's Jr., Chick-fil-A.
I feel like we could be
Dunkin',
one of those
Hardee's,
Sonic
KFC,
ads.
McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's. And mystery shoppers ordered. I mean, are they really mystery shoppers if you're going through a drive-thru?
We should be in one of those Sonic ads.
Oh, like those guys?
And like the two women, the two moms, mm-hmm. who like I think are from Nashville, maybe.
Yeah, they're like a social media.
Yeah, I feel like we should be...
Yeah.
That being like, what do you want, bro?
Let's get back a little bit on topic.
All right,
let's talk a little bit. Now, Twitter.
This is big because this has been an up and down ride for all of us.
Yeah, because look, when Elon Musk announced that.
I think it was winter last time this happened.
It's been under a year. I think it was winter, but I think it was early this year. He announced he wanted to acquire or was going to acquire
Put
Twitter.
Put in the deal, yeah.
And I told you, I had like an emotional response to this.
We were like all about to go out and buy Teslas and then
because
we couldn't get them.
It did feel like for a moment there was someone with that kind of influence that was kind of on your side.
Yes.
It was on the side. And on our side, I don't even necessarily mean server side.
I say it all the time.
It was on the side of free speech. It was on the side of America and was on just on the side.
Leading.
Yeah. And certainly he's gone more that way. But just felt like someone who even could see the problem that Twitter was becoming yep. and decided, I'm a billionaire. I'm going to solve this problem. So I loved it. Then it comes back around. It goes through this months and months of them saying that there were too many bots, no bots. You've all heard this 1,000 times. It seemed like it wasn't going to happen. They took him to court. And now...
What's a bot, Logan?
That's a good question. Because there's a lot of definitions of what that can mean. There's a bot that's essentially something that's self-generated.
There's AI
bots. Generated
there's
that are created
bot
to
farms like in Russia.
Yeah, then
those are real people.
People, right? So there's a lot of different.
We have bot. Listen, you can tell them in the chat. You can see them in our chats.
Oh yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm sure people in our chats.
You know what you can definitely see on Twitter is when one of our accounts tweets something, and all of a sudden it goes from 100 people reply to 10,000, and they all say the same kind of
basically
words.
Basically, the same word.
You go, oh well, this is either some sort of like this is not organic. So there's a lot of definitions of what a bot probably could be. However, he has come back around after they went through this, and they're moving forward. I mean, as we are recording this, they are moving forward.
It was about to go to court.
With him acquiring it at the original price.
Price went skyrocket. They had to take it off the market, stop trading. Listen, this is what will happen if he takes it. I think, one, there will be a lot more people that move back to utilizing it.
Yeah.
And I think even we, as an organization, like ACLJ, personally – I think I'd probably utilize it more than I do now, which is maybe I send out like our podcast. I have some work stuff we work on at ACLJ, but it's not much back and forth anymore because it got so toxic. I appreciate the people, by the way, who share our stories and write back, but it's
very
it's
hard.
Pretty like I showed you today. You looked at mine and you were like, "Hey, let's see." And you realize the toxic. It is like
there's no reason for us to
be
on.
It's not just disagreeing. It's nasty.
It's nasty. I've gotten death threats tons through that.
Yeah.
From real people, by the way.
So he can
clean that
up.
Something I've interacted with.
And Trump can be back.
Yeah. And there was even a conversation that
Trump almost was kind of saying he wouldn't do it. But I think now that Truth Social has not did not get probably as – well, it's not nearly as many people as follow him on Twitter. And I think they could just turn it back on, right?
Oh, yeah,
with
definitely.
All of his followers.
Yeah, because I don't even know, did they delete his account or did they just suspend it like the way they suspended, they suspend people? I'm not really sure. It was a permanent suspension. But yeah, so it just says account suspended. They certainly could.
So there's a conversation with all his followers.
And Elon has kind of hinted that he would do that. Not even hinted. I think he was asked.
He said it directly.
He said that being a permanent ban would be very rare. It would be like a real either you're a bot or you are really inciting, not even inciting violence, you are threatening people, you are doing illegal activity.
Well, I think if you allow all world leaders to be on, even the bad ones, or people you disagree with.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. Does like the Ayatollahs and those people get to stay?
Than saying like picking and choosing America, like it's always the focus on America. Like, yeah. Why are we banning our own people? How about banning some?
And this was a conversation actually that happened, and it got out there. I think it was part of the documents in Twitter versus Elon Musk. Was a conversation between Jack Dorsey, who was one of the creators.
People thought was the bad guy.
Yeah, and Elon,
but had given up a lot of control of that company.
And, I mean,
he was the biggest shareholder, but still a minority.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the exact.
I don't know if people know who we're talking about.
They know Jack Dorsey.
He's funky looking. He's got like the bulldoze ring.
He has the bulldoze ring.
Eats like three kinds of food. And he sleeps at the cold.
Yeah, there's a conversation between him and.
They're almost like these guys are almost not human. It's true. We're talking about alien, but like they are different, interesting level of thought.
Yeah, so the conversation starts with Jack saying, I think we need, this is him and Elon talking pre-Twitter purchase. And he goes, I think the platform is, a new platform is needed. It can't be a company. That's why I left. So that's from Jack. Then he put a thing in there and Elon said, okay, well, what should it look like? And then Jack responded with, I believe it must be an open source protocol funded by a foundation of sorts that doesn't own the protocol, only advances, a bit like what Signal has done. It can't have an advertising model. Otherwise, you have surface area that governments and advertisers will try to influence and control. If it has a centralized entity behind it, it will be attacked. This isn't complicated work. It just has to be done right so it's resilient to what happens to Twitter.
It's not complicated. Because if it didn't have to have ads, it would just be open.
Open. And just whatever. And Elon said, super interesting idea. And Jack said, I'm off Twitter board mid-May. This was in March. These happened. And then I'm completely out of the company. I intended to do this work and fix our mistakes. Twitter started just as a protocol. It should never have been a company. That was the original sin. Elon said, I'd like to help if I'm able to.
He's a billionaire.
And Jack said, I wanted
money back.
Jack said, I want to talk to you about that after I was all clear because you care so much. You get it's important and could definitely help in immeasurable ways. But back when we had the activists come in, I tried my hardest to get you on our board and our board said no. That's about the time I decided I needed to work to leave as hard as it was for me. And then Elon says, you have a moment to talk. And he says, heading to dinner. And then it was the main reason the board is just super risk averse and saw adding you more as a risk, which I thought was completely stupid and backwards. But I only had one vote and 3% of the company and no dual shares. Hard setup. And then Elon said, let's discuss more. And then Elon finally responded with, I think it's worth trying to both move Twitter in a better direction and doing something new that's decentralized. And they said, I think that's likely the best option. I should have doubts, but I'm open. And that was in the conversation. If that's the way they're going. If that's the conversation that we're talking about, it's a totally different platform. And
yeah.
I think
it's back to what it was
yeah.
Which was an open place where they're only going to police real criminal conduct.
Yeah.
Terrorism and illegal.
It will hopefully bring people back because there were so many, not even conservatives, there were so many people who just did not want it to only be news and did not want it to only be politics and that politics. They liked it actually for news. Twitter's still one of the best sources to get quick, immediate news.
Yep.
When I was looking for the ratings for Cuomo, it was on Twitter before it was an article was written in the New York Post. I like it for that, but the hate that's come through was so aggressive, it drove people like me to very rarely connect with.
I have like one of my own private list of breaking news for me. And see, I use that multiple times a day. But I used to be very active. And it's the attacks are so nasty, personal. I got kids. And I'm like thinking like, we're out there. I speak my mind.
Yeah.
So many different places. Like on everything now. Now that we have the podcast, I can talk on. Oh, my.
Usually they run away, which is great.
Well, that's tall.
The greatest feeling in the world is to
people never know like how
see someone who's been going after you for years in person and they cower and run away. It's the most rewarding. It helped me immensely to end a lot of those feelings to be like, oh, yeah, you're just you're just a troll person.
Bling.
Diversifying your portfolio.
Gold.
You love gold. That's from Austin Powers 3, I think, right?
The gold.
Third one? Gold.
I'm not going to say it.
You can't say that?
I can say gold member.
I think that's fine. Yeah, it's a movie title.
True.
Yeah.
It was a PG-13.
I feel like it was the least successful, but maybe the most culturally people still talk about. I hear that one a lot, the Austin Powers movies. But gold, we're talking gold, we're talking silver.
We're talking
about precious medals, and our friends at Lear Capital. That's right.
Oh, well, no. I mean, this is a cool thing. So it's a hedge against inflation. We're in economic uncertainty. When the stock market drops 2,000 points, it goes back up 1,300 points. It's a wild time. So it's good to have diversity in your whether it's an IRA, 401k, your different kinds of accounts, so that you have a hedge, and so that if you need to make moves and you want to make more financial moves, you can have another resource to utilize other than just cash investment into stocks. And our friends at Lear, the other great part about them is they support us. They are conservatives. They care about the issues. They give back a lot. I mean, they're when you see their ads, or we're doing an ad right now, they're keeping us on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeping us out there.
Yeah, and if you want to know more, because I think a lot of people have a lot of questions. I think go back a week ago, listen to our interview. Kevin is one of the founders.
We'll have him back on.
We'll have him back on later in the year, but you should go back and take a listen to that. But also, if you want to learn more, you got to call Lear Capital. Call them today. You get your free precious metals investor guide, and also ask about the Lear Advantage IRA. They'll let you transfer or roll over, like you said, your 401k. And they're doing a lot of specials right now. They're offering free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. So call for now for details at 800-430-2919. Lear Capital is the most rated precious metals company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. Call 800-430-2919. Again, that's 800-430-2919. There's also a link that is in our show notes. So if you're on Rumble or YouTube, it's in the description. And if you're on the podcast, you can click. It gives you some more information. You can get that guide and work out that way. I do encourage you to call them, but you can also go to the link and make sure you use our link or use that specific phone number. I had to kind of drill that in. It's easy just to Google it and find a number, but that doesn't help us because that doesn't say you came from us. This is how they track it, is using that phone number and that website. So make sure you do that. We appreciate it. Again, to our friends at Lear Capital. And the only thing we didn't talk about also is something we should maybe get into another, which it's starting to happen with Elon, which is the Starlink, which is, you know, a satellite system that will essentially be a netting around the world. It's already active. It's already turned on in many places with internet service that will be available.
So utilized in Ukraine.
Yeah, we saw it utilized in Ukraine. And now
Florida now.
Now, and that's the thing. This is the first time I believe it's been, if it's not the first time, it's one of the few times where they've activated it in an area that needed it in America, which was they were able to activate it.
So tell me, this is a satellite.
It's right. Hundreds of satellites.
The satellite network.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how this all works and how it all is put together. I've watched the videos on it, and I still yesterday they launched 52 new ones. 52 new satellites.
Went up with the rocket.
Yeah. Or going up this week.
No, I question everything, but I do believe in satellites. Like that I believe.
And these are very low orbit, I believe. I'm using the wrong terms.
I don't let people know that.
And you can see them, I think, in the night sky some places. You can see the link happen. So it may affect what your night sky looks like. But for places like Fort Myers, where it got decimated,
yeah,
people aren't able to make emergency phone calls or anything like that, they were able to activate. I saw Jimmy Patronis was out there thanking Elon for activating it and turning Starlink towards Fort Myers. So
really cool.
It is a really cool technology. And look, there's already an app on your phone you can download to activate Starlink if you're in a place that has it or needs it. But I mean, I feel like the goal is, you know, the man may be providing free or close to some kind of. I think there is a service fee to use it.
He takes that off when there's like emergencies.
I believe. So in the U.S., you can get Starlink service at $110 a month with a one-time hardware cost of $600. There are no long-term contracts, data caps, or exclusivity requirements. I think a lot of that shifts over the next few years as it starts to really grow.
Yeah, he's always got a different plan. It's like with Tesla, with everything. I mean, people mock him.
But go watch the video on how it all works.
His rockets go up.
Yeah, no problem. I mean,
so fast. If Elon Musk took us to the moon, I believe it.
Yeah, and I think he will. He'll get us to the moon, then get to Mars. That's what they have to do.
Yeah, this I believe, even though I have questions about the initial, I believe we could do it if we put our resources. Like, I don't deny that there's satellites or a space station. You know, it's just we haven't put the resources there.
No. And should I read this more?
And well, I think we're very risk averse. We are very risk averse.
We'll just send me all the cost
if you're risk averse. You know, we are.
If you're an RV person, Aren't we all?
Like Clarence Thomas.
What?
He's an RV guy.
Oh, yeah, he's an RV.
Is he? He like,
yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Does he own an RV or does he just rent
it? He's always on the road when he's not in session.
Well, I mean, you're stuck inside that halls for a good portion of the year. You need to go out and see the world. I get that. Yeah, it's like when you saw Scalia and Ginsburg like on the back of a camel. There's all those like images.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're traveling together. Starlink for RVs. This sounds like an ad for Starlink, by the way. Costs $135 a month with a hardware of $600. And Maritime.
What's the hardware?
Yeah, what is the hardware?
Like a cool
is it to create
disc?
Like Wi-Fi?
Like a satellite dish?
It creates like Wi-Fi. But
like
you can,
a receiver.
There is an app that does it as well, I think, on the new
iPhones. Maybe that's what he turns it on for free. Because like in Ukraine, people are not spending that.
No.
What he's doing is waiving all the fees. And you don't have to have hardware. Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's very cool.
It is cool. Again, seems like a billionaire on your side.
Who's doing some
crazy stuff.
He's crazy.
He's doing the Neuralink.
But the Neuralink.
You just have to take a small portion out of your brain and put, you know, like an iPhone battery inside and very tiny wires. You ever watch
You can live forever.
Well, it downloads the data out of your brain and puts it. But the wires have to be very small. I don't do a good Elon Musk. I have to do that impersonation. I have to figure out because he has a very interesting voice.
Well, he's South African.
It's South African, but also California. So it's like this kind of mix.
I like him.
I like him overall.
I like having wild men on our side. We got to have him. No, you do. You need it. You got to have the big thinkers.
Yeah.
They are. I think this is like, it goes back to that Herschel world. People are just not judging the same. And I actually like that.
Yeah, because he has some interesting thoughts.
He's not
populists and all that.
Yeah, but I'm saying is they are not.
They're not moral heroes.
No, but
nor are we looking
human
to
beings.
Them be.
And you know what? Your moral heroes, most of them, will fail you one day. Like,
yes.
Because guess what?
They're human beings.
And we've accepted a little bit more. That's good, I think. You come from the Christian perspective. That's what grace is about.
Yeah.
We talk about it so much, but we were a little judgmental for a while.
I don't know if I'm putting an iPhone battery in my brain.
No,
we'll see.
No, I'm not to that point yet.
Yet. I saw there were videos of some rats going crazy with it.
I didn't even say yet. I don't know if that will happen ever in my life. Nor
elective
ever.
Brain surgery seems very difficult.
Yeah.
Now, for the stuff they're doing for people who are ill, amazing.
Right, and I think that's where it comes into play.
That's what we said step one is. Step two is the
step one
recreational.
Is you utilize people who have nothing to lose.
Yeah. Great. I think that's excellent. I want that technology. Step two is
that's not as mark of the beastish.
Step two is, you know, let's just
but you
put
can
this.
Already do these scan things on your arm. Like a lot of like what people thought was going to be the end times.
I mean, you're just carrying around
it
a phone.
It already exists.
Yeah, you're carrying around
you
phone
can put a QR code on you.
You can.
I mean, you can do all these things that we said, like once this happens, it's the end time. So you just don't know. Are we in the end times?
Let's hit the music. This is the perfect time
to
just let people marinate on this over the weekend. Thank you, Jordan.
Are we?
I appreciate that.
Well,
you don't have to keep saying it.
We're on the brink of nuclear
war. Okay,
water.
Yes, this is true. There's the bear. We talked about that.
The Russian bear.
Yeah, the Russian bear.
Which is also referenced biblically.
Yes, the gold American eagle. There's something in there. I don't know. There's a lot that happens.
Yeah, there's Musk.
Revelation, I've just gotten to the point where I go, you know what? I'm okay with not
understanding everything. Trying to put it all together.
Yeah, like it's going to happen. And
maybe I'm living it.
People probably
thought they were living it in World War II.
That's probably a bad biblical scholar in me going, you know what?
There are some things. You're not an apologist. You're not a theologian.
I'm not.
I'm not a minister.
I'm glad we're clarifying this so people who are listening to this, they know we are not theologians or ministers.
High profile.
Yeah, let's talk
about it. I know many high profile ministers.
Yeah, I got a lot on my phone. I could text them.
Probably the most high profile.
Yours or mine?
Yours.
Yeah, probably.
See, you're more of a...
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying.
I'm not going to pin you with the theology.
Oh, like a prosperity gospel?
Yeah, you're more prosperity.
I like a good, nice... I like a, you know, with God, you can do all things.
Like...
What?
Cool shoes and your necklace.
I don't know if that's where I meant, but okay.
All right.
That's
I don't know how long this beat goes for.
Had all the blame taken.
We gotta wrap it up.
We gotta wrap this music.
All right, Monday. We'll be back.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.